it's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. As always, thanks a lot for joining us today. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we'll be talking with Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley. Caldwell County will host the 7th District Basketball Tournaments next week out at the CAB, and we'll talk about plans for that. We can go ahead and give you the details for the first couple of nights. The boys will start things on Monday. It'll be top-seeded Madisonville North Hopkins taking on Hopkins County Central at 5:30. Caldwell County, the number 2 seed, will then play Dawson Springs, the 3 seed, at 7 o'clock on Monday. The winners on Monday for the boys will advance to the championship game on Thursday at 6 o'clock at the CAB. The girls will begin their tournament on Tuesday with semifinal round action. Hopkins County Central is the number 1 seed on the girls' side, and the Lady Storm will take on Dawson Springs at 5:30 Tuesday. The 7 o'clock semifinal on Tuesday will have number 2 seed Madisonville North Hopkins taking on the number 3 seeded Caldwell County Lady Tigers, and then the girls' championship game set for Friday at 6 o'clock at the Community Activities Building. Again, Caldwell County hosting the 7th District Basketball Tournament next week at the CAB. The Tiger basketball team has a home game on the schedule tonight against Marshall County. However, road conditions kind of have that game up in the air right now. If they can play that game, we'll have it for you here on WPKY. If not, the next contests on the schedule are set for Friday night. That'll end up the regular season for the Caldwell teams with a girls and boys doubleheader at Livingston Central on Friday. Then again, we start district tournament play next week. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Dave Winder from Murray State University. Just waiting on a call from Dave now, and the Racer men's basketball team picking up a big win at Southern Illinois last night. We'll talk about that and talk about all things sports related at Murray State with Dave Winder coming up here in just a little bit on the sideline report on this Thursday morning. We need to get to a timeout. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit caldwellmedical.com.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
This is Cullen Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. I'm excited to have Travis Perry with me here. What we do at InvestFB is not a lot different than coaching basketball. Any chance you could call me Coach Pope?
That might be a little awkward. Maybe we could try Mr. Pope?
Mr. is too formal. At InvestFB, we strive to know our customers on a more personal level.
Now that sounds familiar. Working together to build a winning team.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Are you overwhelmed when it comes to marketing your business? This is Cindy Allen Lax with the Edge Media Group. And when I started my career 30 years ago, we sold radio. But we are so much more today. We have multiple radio stations and websites. Digital advertising. Well, it's a must for a business, but which direction to go in can be a real challenge. We can help you with that challenge. Let us put our team of experts to work for you. Contact us today at theedgemediagroup.net.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. We do appreciate it. Joining us now from Murray State University, Dave Winder, as always. And Dave, you're not in Murray, though, this morning.
No, I'm in beautiful Carbondale, Illinois, where the Racers got a big win last night, man. So, yeah, short night of sleep, but, man, when you win a game like that, well, first of all, the postgame meal of Buffalo Wild Wings tastes like a king's feast after a game like that. And then a few hours sleep, you're good, and we're going to get on the bus this morning and continue our trek through the Perry State up to Bradley, where we're playing on Saturday.
Well, we appreciate you getting up this morning and joining us here on the show, as always. Good morning to you. And the Racers have kind of become unexpected road warriors the last week or so because of the power outages there on campus.
Yeah, it's been, my colleague Tom Weber from Southern Illinois, he's been with the Salukis for longer than I've been working at Murray State. He's pushing 30 years, so he's seen a lot, and he and I were talking last night, and I said, you know, when you think you've seen it all, you realize you haven't. And who would have thought that the Racers would be playing at SIU for a second time this season? And I'm sure you've been following the updates from the university, and it was just an unfortunate storm that came through, and then it, you know, honestly, Todd, it got worse as it went eastward, and the floods in eastern Kentucky are just terrible, and it's just for us to, you know, have this power situation is unfortunate, but you know, the well-being of all those students who are staying in Murray in our dormitories, that's the main thing they're trying to take care of. So, we played the cards that were dealt, and that was a big win last night to go up here to Carbondale and beat SIU. I will say it was the strangest thing I've ever seen, because the way we tried to do it was to, even though, you know, it was supposed to be our home game, so our intro video was played. They played our fight song when we came out. Some of the SIU fans were like, what in the world is going on here? And I'm standing over there next to some of their fans, you know, down on the floor, and I said, well, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen. And they knew what was going on. They went, well, I heard they were going to try to make it a home game for you guys. And I'm like, yeah, I said, but I don't quite feel like it's a home game. And so it was, you know, just for that fact right there, just surreal last night.
Has that sort of thing ever happened before?
It's a good question, because I told Coach Steve Prohm last night, I said, I'm so glad I went down this rabbit hole that I did the night before. So I got to thinking, and this was, when we got into town Tuesday night here at the hotel in Carbondale, I thought, I know that there have been Murray State teams that have scored two wins on an opponent's floor in the same season. And I know there were many instances where Murray State played an opponent on their home floor two times in a season. And it took a couple hours, and we got through it. And last night was the 25th time in 100 years of Murray State basketball that this has occurred. But it's just the fifth time Murray State's won both games. And the last time we did it was 1943, when Joe Foulkes was playing for Murray State, and they won back-to-back games in Cookeville, Tennessee, against Tennessee Tech on February 5th and 6th. I fourth and fifth in Cookeville over Tennessee Tech. And there had been, like I said, a bunch of times, but there was a period of time there where the OVC tournament was always hosted by the regular season champion. And we all know the great program that Western Kentucky's had over the years. And there were many times there where the Racers would go to Bowling Green and drop the game, and then they'd have to go back for the tournament, and they might meet Western in the championship, and that's a tough road to hoe, and they'd lose that. And then there were some times where they would split. They might win in the regular season, but then lose in the tournament at Western. There was a couple of times there in the 30s where there was a tournament at Western Kentucky. And actually, some of that was not in the OVC. I misspoke on that. Some of it was in the Kentucky Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which was the original small school league that the Racers were in, you know, with all the usual people you know that went with him in the OVC, plus others. So there you go, man. It's the first time it's happened since 1943. You go to an opponent's floor twice in the same season and win both games.
Yeah, that's interesting. What exactly goes into trying to move a game, though? Because you guys had to move the previous game down to Belmont's Arena in Nashville, and again, just seems kind of weird to be playing a home game on somebody else's court.
Well, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. My first comment is there are so many great professional, caring people, not only in the Missouri Valley Conference, but in the OVC, where we used to play a few years ago and played for 74 years. There's just so many good people who will just do anything to help out another school. And that's what happened in this case, too. So on the game at Belmont against Northern Iowa the other night, you know, our AD was talking to theirs, and Nico was like, hey, can we work? We got to work this out. We were also looking at other venues to possibly have it, other schools and other venues, but they just didn't work out. And it made sense to go ahead and try to get to Nashville, play the game against Northern Iowa, because they played there last night. They were going to play at Belmont anyway. And so what ended up happening is for Murray State Athletics, myself and my three colleagues in our communications office, we gathered up all of our equipment to score the game, and we took Ken Purcell, our longtime scorekeeper with the book, and we took some other athletics department operations people, but Belmont ended up running the clock and the replay system like they normally would. And they also, we also decided their PA guy said he could do the game. So we ended up kind of a mixed staff of the game. And that's how that worked. And my colleague, Greg Sage from Belmont, he's awesome. And I couldn't make any copies of game notes or roster cards, so he took care of all that there. I couldn't do it back home there. There was no power. So first there was just that great effort by Belmont to make it work. And then up here in Carbondale, Tom Weber and Tim McCoyne, two of my great colleagues, like I said last night, it was done a little different because we were considered the home team at the game, but on the stats, Todd, we were the visitor.
Yeah, that's always a little confusing.
Well, it is, but the NCAA was like, well, we can't, you're not in your arena. We can't say it's a home game. So all that other stuff was like just maybe at least a small attempt to make it feel like it was our game. But last night, you know, because of the weather, SIU, they ran the whole game like they normally would. Scorekeeper, PA, replay, scoreboard, the whole bit. So I know Murray State's working really, really hard to get this corrected, and hopefully our women's game can occur Sunday afternoon as scheduled, and then our last home game is next Tuesday at home against Indiana State, and I'm really hoping that, and I think they will, get it all corrected, and we can get back in the CFSB Center and finish out our home season.
Now, what are the travel plans for today as you guys get ready to head up to Peoria?
We're going to leave at about 11, I believe. We'll stop in Champaign around lunchtime, and then we're going to practice at Bradley's practice gym tonight at 5. And then tomorrow we'll have another practice, and then we'll play at 5 o'clock on Saturday. That game got picked up by network TV, so we're on ESPN U Saturday at 5 o'clock from Bradley, so you can see that on network.
Well, that's good that everything kind of worked out with those basketball games, getting them rescheduled. And, you know, we're kind of in that awesome spot on the sports schedule where basketball season is rapidly approaching the postseason, but we've also got spring sports that are starting to get underway too.
Well, and they've had to rearrange things too, not because of power, but because of weather. Last Friday, Murray State Baseball ended up going over to Cape Girardeau to Capahaw Park at SEMO's home field, and we met Western Illinois for a doubleheader. And, of course, that's a place that I used to play at, so I knew that place very well. So I went over and with my camera, and Jack Sargent, my new graduate assistant from Hartford, Connecticut, it was his first games of scoring at Murray State. And he made it through with flying colors, which was really, really happy for him. And I knew he could do it, and he was really good. And so the Racers played Western Illinois. They were supposed to play Mississippi Valley. And with all that weather, Mississippi Valley said they couldn't make it up there. So we were looking for somebody to play because we were supposed to play South Dakota State. And they, between us and Brookings, South Dakota, there was a blizzard. So they didn't come. So we drove over to Cape, met Western Illinois, played a doubleheader. Racers won them both. And we had our transfer catcher, Will Veerling, from Louisville, played at Louisville for 2 years, and all he did was hit 3 home runs in the doubleheader, and he's the Missouri Valley Player of the Week. So this weekend, baseball is supposed to be at home against St. Thomas out of Minnesota, and they've now backed it up to Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but I suspect it'll be Sunday, Monday before they could really get Reagan Field kind of ready to go. And then Murray State softball, they have gone on the road here like Kara likes to do a lot. They're supposed to host the Velvet Milkman Classic this weekend at Racer Field, and I haven't really heard if they have adjusted their schedule for the weekend. They probably will. If only from the cold, because, boy, it needs to warm up. But I think the warm-up is coming, though.
Well, it's been an eventful couple of weeks for you guys in the sports department there.
Oh, there's always something going on. That's the fun part of the job, Todd. You know, there are seasons, and, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I still got the fire in my belly for it. Now, there are times where I don't know if I could do this for any other school besides Murray State. That's my alma mater, and, you know, I played there, and so I love Murray State. So it is a labor of love, and, you know, to be able to see our guys celebrate that win last night was just a lot of fun, because we're really moving up to a league now. I'm telling you, I mean, everybody can play. Todd, everybody. I know Missouri State's only won 2 conference games, and one of them was against us, but every team in this league's got 3 or 4 guys who can play for anybody, and including SIU. And for the Racers to get that one last night, we were up by 9 at the half and then fell behind by as many as six with 8 minutes to go. But we started getting a few more stops, and then we ended up scoring on 8 of our last 11 possessions. And with 38 seconds left, Terrence Harcombe hit a pair of free throws to tie it, and then we got a stop. And then Kylan Milton got fouled with 3.3 left, and the Racers went 22 out of 25 from the free throw line last night, 92%. So we outscored SIU by 12 from the free throw line, and we only made 5 threes, but we held them to 1. They only made 1 3 out of 12 last night.
We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. He's with the men's basketball team on the road in Carbondale right now, but headed to Peoria later to play Bradley on Saturday. And Dave mentioned spring sports, and of course, spring training has begun for our St. Louis Cardinals. And, you know, Nolan Arenado still in St. Louis as of right now.
Yeah, this time of year, it's hard for me to pay too much attention. I did know that they, you know, they usually open up on Valentine's Day. I did read the other day where Wilson Contreras apparently is really pumped up in the weight room. I don't know how that's supposed to help him play first base, but maybe he'll have a little more pop. I'm just anxious to see how you can go through the whole winter and not really do much to move some pieces around. I know they tried to trade Arenado, and they had a trade with Houston, but Arenado vetoed it. So if they're going to go young, then let's go young. And I hope I see a bunch of guys who are making major league debuts, you know, this season. I bet you probably will.
Well, I'm kind of like you. You get so wrapped up in so many things going on, basketball and other things, that it's kind of tough to focus yet on spring training. But hopefully things will go the Cardinals' way, and, you know, we'll be a bit of a surprise this season.
Well, yeah, you know, you mentioned the Region 1 tournament is at Murray State at the CFSB Center, so I'm looking forward to seeing who's gonna come out of that, boys and girls. And it's about that time of year. It just seems like this month has flown by, and now, you know, we're 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today, the Missouri Valley Arch Madness starts, and then, of course, our women's team's playing great and battling for a top 4 seed, and I'm excited because we're going to get up to Bradley, and the women's team's playing tonight as well, so probably get over there and maybe take some pictures and watch them and see if they can get it done and keep it rolling for Rochelle Turner. They're having a great season.
All right, Dave, we appreciate you taking time with us this morning here on the Sideline Report, and safe travels to you guys going up to Peoria.
All right, Todd, have a great day.
All right, thanks, Dave. That's Dave Winder from Murray State University. Again, the Racers getting ready to head to Peoria, Illinois from Carbondale. And Racers on ESPNU Saturday as they take on Bradley. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. Back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Tri-Sues Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Tri-Sues in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
It's National FFA Week. Raider Auctions, Little River Veterinary Clinic, New Tech Seed and Nutrien Ag invite you to step into the boots of our nation's future agricultural leaders during National FFA Week. Experience the passion for innovation and technology that fuels our farming and savor the fruits of hard work and dedication.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning. As always, we do appreciate Dave Winder joining us from Murray State University and giving us an update on the racers and all things going on with the racer athletic program. Joining us now in the studio, we've got Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley. And Jeff, good morning. Thanks for coming in on a chilly Thursday.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate you taking the time to get me in and talk about a little district tournament stuff and get some information out about that and kind of wrap up the winter sports on a wintry day.
Well, kind of got breaking news. No game tonight.
This is kind of you're hearing it first here, I guess. We hadn't even really talked to our opponent yet, but I don't think there's any way we'll be able to get the game in tonight. The maintenance guys are doing a really good job of cleaning off the campus or whatever, but there's still a good sheet of snow and ice up there. It's still pretty slick, and it's just not worth the risk. You don't want to risk that. And then plus, talk about getting kids on the road to travel to the game and from the game, and then you got to get an opponent on the road, and they got to get their kids home. It's just not worth the risk. We want to play basketball. We want our kids to play, but it's not worth an accident or potentially injury or worse.
Yeah, the Tigers scheduled to host Marshall County tonight, and that would have been an interesting matchup with the Marshals at 26-1.
Yeah, that would have been. I think playing good competition gets you ready for your postseason play. And I think, Coach Mitchell and those guys were looking forward to that challenge. But Mother Nature's undefeated, man. Mm-hmm. So you gotta roll with that, and you just have to be cautious and not put kids in a bad situation.
What are your feelings as far as maybe getting a game in Friday?
Well, ultimately, it's not necessarily our call directly. We'll have to kind of see what Livingston says and how they go. And if Livingston doesn't feel like it's safe to have fans and stuff on their campus, then they'll let us know. And then we'll have to – if they do think that it's safe, then we'll have to make a decision on whether we think it's safe for our kids to get to the bus and get on the bus and go. And, then if those boxes get checked, then we'll go ahead and play. But if not, then I would say it's less than 50% chance just by looking outside right now. But a lot can happen in 24 hours, so you never know.
Yeah, the problem is it's not going to warm up enough for this stuff to go away.
Yeah, and then what melting you do get during the day with the sunshine, even if it's cold, it'll refreeze as soon as the sun gets off of it, and then that makes for a dangerous situation too. And there's no amount of sports and games that's worth risking somebody's health or life over. So you just always try to make err on the side of caution in that aspect, I think.
We're talking with Jeff Riley this morning, and we will talk about the 7th District Basketball Tournament coming up next week at the CAB right after we take this time out. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Now's the time to plan your future. Contact Woodman Life Craig Smiley, 1009 West Main Street, Princeton, 270-365-6111.
You only turn 130 once. And Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
You're invited to H&R AgriPower's Customer Appreciation Pancake Day this Saturday. This is one way for H&R AgriPower and Case IH to say thank you to all of our customers and the community who have supported us over the years. Enjoy the best pancakes in the world from 7 to 12. Stop by for a chance to win some great door prizes plus great deals on parts and service and sales. Don't miss H&R AgriPower's Customer Appreciation Pancake Day this Saturday and our special one-day savings on parts and service. H&R AgriPower and Case IH teaming up to say a huge thanks. Eagle Way Bypass, Hopkinsville.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at purcelltire.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, in the studio with us now. And, Jeff, we mentioned no ball game tonight for the Tigers and not looking great for Friday. But if we look ahead to next week, the weather is supposed to be a whole lot better.
Yeah, in the 50s. Imagine that, Todd. Yeah. Kentucky weather. Just wait a minute, it'll change. So, yeah. Hopefully we'll have good weather next week. I think we have a week of exciting basketball at the Cab. I think the 7th District is as open as it has been in a while. I think I think everybody's got an outside shot at kind of getting hot, the boys in particular. But also I think our girls have enough talent on the floor. If they can get consistent and hit some shots, I think they have a shot at upsetting, maybe an upset, maybe two in this thing. I know last year in the district tournament, they played really well there at the end and, really had Central on the ropes and kind of let it slip away from them. If they can kind of repeat that performance, I think they have a shot at it too. So I think it's wide open.
Yeah, a Melissa Thomas team has kind of made its way through that 7th district tournament a time or two before and come away with the top prize. So I wouldn't count out the Lady Tigers.
No, not at all. I think they have good senior leadership. I think they have some good, young, talented kids on the floor. I think they play hard. I really like to watch them play because, even when they're in tough situations, I think their effort's there. I think, they got to get a little more consistent putting the ball in the basket from just a layman's point of view, because I don't know a lot of basketball, but I know that consistently, if they can just do that and get a little hot, and I think they can make a run and challenge. I guess Central was probably the favorite, but I think they can challenge them for a district championship, and be fun if they can do it at home.
Now we've got the boys starting Monday night and then the girls on Tuesday, which is a little change from usual, because usually whichever regional tournament starts first is the way you start the district, but we're going a little different.
Well, we had to switch. There was a potential conflict with one of the other team's coaches and a medical issue that one of the schools asked that we flip it, just in case that it turned out that they didn't have to play a championship game without their coach. So everybody in the district agreed to make that switch. And one of the things about the AD thing that's a little unique that not everybody knows is once the ADs kind of get together and talk, everybody's kind of got the same problems and all this stuff comes up, and you can kind of accommodate somebody, and then you kind of put that accommodation in your back pockets for when you need a little help later on. And it's just one of those things that happened that way. I think there's enough space between the Friday night and the start of the girls regional tournament that whoever the 7th district champion will have plenty of time to prepare. So it was an easy thing for us to do.
Boys do start Monday. You've got Madisonville North Hopkins and Hopkins County Central at 5:30. Caldwell County and Dawson Springs at 7 o'clock, and those will be two really good matchups and probably a packed house for Monday.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're anticipating a pretty big crowd. I think our pre-sale tickets, our GoFan tickets, are on sale right now. So if you can go to the Caldwell County GoFan site and try to get you a pre-sale ticket, and everybody's got to buy a ticket. I know there'll be some disappointed students out there, and our season ticket holders are gonna be a little disappointed in that. But we have to split the gate, so the district tournament's different. So every team gets a cut of the profit. So we don't accept any passes, and everybody's got to buy a ticket. So That's just the way it is for when you host. And at the end of the day, when everything's paid for, we'll take whatever money's made, and we'll divide it up among the four schools, and that'll help offset the basketball season costs moving forward.
Well, one of the good things about the 7th District from a Kaawa County perspective, we get to host the district tournament once every 3 years instead of once every five back in the old 5th District back in the day. So, you know, Dawson Springs does not get to host the district. That was something that was in place before we even got to the 7th District. They can host the 2nd Region All-A Classic, but not the district tournament.
Well, the small schools, and one of the things that I've discovered, that if Madisonville and Central are playing in the district championship, that's going to draw a very big crowd. I mean, you know, even if it's at our place or whatever, so Dawson's gym just doesn't quite hold that crowd to capacity, and there'd be people that, and you'd miss out on some money. I mean, that's part of the deal, but you'd also, there'd be fans that wanted to get in that couldn't get into it, and I think that's the biggest. That's the main reason. And when you start playing in the All A Classic, I think it got close. I think whenever, you know, Lyon County was playing ahead of us, and we went over there and played Dawson in that was a packed house. And when we played Lyon County, it was a packed house. So that was one of those things. But it's not fair to Dawson's kids that never get to play on their home court in a tournament situation. So the All A is a little bit different, and they deserve a chance to host a thing just like everybody else does.
But as far as we're concerned, it comes around a little more often, so we get to play on our home floor a little more.
Yeah, it does. It's one more time around, and that's that benefits your kids. I think you hope the home court advantage, and you know, the being familiar with your surroundings and the goals that you shoot on most of the time, and the floor that you play on, and you hope all that kind of helps, gives you a little bit of an advantage. I think at the end of the day, the team with the most talent and listen to their coaches and execute the best are probably going to win. But you know, you want to get every little edge you can, and every 3 years we get to do it at the Cab.
You know, one of the things I like about the 7th District is that the second matchup during the regular season is the tiebreaker, so you don't have this coin flip thing going on that some districts do. However, I noticed this year the KHSAA has said they don't want any more coin flips, that teams are supposed to use the RPI.
Yeah, time. That is. That's been a push and a recommendation from them. I guess ultimately – I don't think it's a mandate yet. I may be mistaken. We made the decision a couple years ago to go to the RPI to get rid of the coin flip. But, if you're deciding a chance to end somebody's season, you want a little more something in it and then a 50-50 heads or tails, yeah. I think. So I like the RPI. Of course, it's not perfect. I don't know that you have a perfect computer rating system or mathematical equation or whatever they use. But it's something rather than just, here's a coin, you lose.
Well, will at some point that take away our second game matters more philosophy, or will they just mandate at some point that everybody uses the RPI to seed?
I hope not. I hope we don't get away from that, because I think anytime you can factor in settling it on the floor or the field or the court or whatever, you can do that. I think how you play should matter more than in a head-to-head situation versus somebody than how you played in a, you know, all the other games combined. So I think it adds some, you know, if you do that, then your district games aren't really that much any more important than the other ones. So I think you need to keep some importance on your district games. So I hope RPI is, you know, a third or fourth way down the line tiebreaker and not the end-all be-all.
Well, some people have questioned it, but my response is at least everybody knows going in that's the tiebreaker. So even this year when our boys played over at Madisonville, everybody knew that, yeah, both teams want to win this game, but it was going to come back around to when we met them here as to who was really going to get that number one seed.
Yeah, it's always important that you know ahead of time. I think anytime you go in and you don't know ahead of time, that leads to speculation and shenanigans and all the gamesmanship and stuff that goes on. I think you want it to be clear-cut and defined, and I think it's been pretty clear-cut and defined since I've been the AD. There really hasn't been any real big controversies. Everybody knows the second game is the one that counts, and you know, that's the one that matters if you end up in a tie. So the first one's kind of a feel it out kind of thing, and the second one is the one that important one you got to try to win. And you know, I think that definitely helps. And you know, everybody knows that this is the one. So here we go. So and that's where we are, I think. And then you get to see things, and you know, so your district matters, and you know, those games add a little more importance. And then you know, everybody makes the postseason tournament in basketball, so you need something in the regular season to have, you know, that important feel to it, and I think that's what that does. I think having those district games mean that's a big deal.
District winners and champions get to go to the second region tournaments for the girls this year. That's at Christian County. The boys is at Madisonville this season, and a little different schedule for the boys regional tournament this year.
Yeah, I think since the boys, I think, well, they always flip-flop the Sweet 16, so one year the girls go first and the next year the boys. So this year it's the girls' turn to go first, and that second weekend window there after the girls' Sweet 16, Rupp Arena is hosting the first round of the NCAA tournament, so that means that you have to wait a week. So that means that's an extra week after everybody's regional tournament. So one of the big topics of discussion and debate in the AD meetings and the second region policy board stuff is, you know, how do we want to handle our boys regional tournament this year? And, you know, there was, you know, some people wanted it to do just like normal and you have 3 weeks to prepare. But I think the biggest part of the people in the room wanted there to be some games, some meaningful basketball in between. You know, the first round and not take 3 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks off before you go play after you crown a champion. And everybody thought that it would be better for whoever comes out of the second region to have played within that time frame. So it gets pushed back and you play the first round semifinals and then you take, you know, the weeks off or whatever. And it's almost like football. You have to wait a week to find out who wins.
Yeah, we're going to have a week between the semifinals and the championship. I don't remember that ever coming up before.
Yeah, and I don't think Rupp hosts the NCAA tournament or a first round game all the time. So I think it's had to be dealt with at other times. But I think the KHSAA loves having the Sweet 16 at Rupp. I think it's kind of the mecca of basketball in the state of Kentucky, and everybody wants to go to Rupp and play on Rupp Arena's floor and play where the Cats play. And I think it's a big deal to keep doing that. So they just, instead of trying to find another place for the boys to play, they just move it back a little bit.
We're talking with Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director, this morning. We need to get to another break, but we'll be back right after this on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, no ball game tonight for the Caldwell County Tigers. Basketball wiped out tonight because of the weather and the poor road conditions. Tigers were scheduled to host Marshall County out here, but Jeff Riley's in the studio with us, and Jeff, road conditions just won't allow it, and as we mentioned earlier, probably not going to play Friday either.
Well, yeah, the Friday one's still up in the air, so we don't want to make an official call on it yet. So obviously Livingston County is going to make a decision on where they can host, and then, you know, we'll have to decide if we think we can get there or not. And then, I talked to Mr. Cash on the phone right before I came in, and Coach K has texted me since then. And, you know, we're not comfortable having people on campus today. I think that's going to be a little bit of an issue today, so we won't be able to play tonight. And we haven't even had a chance to get a hold of Marshall County yet, so I got to get a hold of Mr. Johnson at Marshall County and let them know. He's a Princeton guy. He may be listening this morning, but I think he anticipated that too. I think you don't have to be a weatherman to see that it, you know, this stuff just takes time to get over.
It is going to warm up, though, this weekend and the 7th District Tournament here next week.
Yeah, looking for the 7th District Tournament. We know the boys play on Monday, expecting a big crowd. We have, the tickets are on sale. We think, you know, Madisonville and Central is always a big crowd. That's a big rivalry game. Those guys are, you know, in county rivals. And, you know, we play Dawson, and that's gotten pretty competitive the last three or four times we played. And Dawson's got a good team, and, you know, they've beat some teams that they don't normally beat. They've got Madisonville earlier in the year, so they can, you know, they really want to get us. So it's going to be an exciting atmosphere. I think it's going to be super competitive. I think it's going to be one of those things where, you know, they're going to come in ready and hungry because it's the last chance this year. And, you know, they've got some good senior players that are going to want to get us before we go and get us on our home floor. And it's going to be all those good, fun things. And, you know, we want to make sure everybody knows that, you know, we don't have any passes and there are no season tickets. And the kids all have to buy tickets this time because it is the district tournament. And, you know, postseason play isn't included in the generosity of the people that bought tickets and the guys and the people that we are so thankful for that have our season tickets. Just once you kind of get through the regular season, you know, it's not just us. We have to split the gate with the other teams in the district, and we want to try to maximize the profits as much as we can. And everybody's got to get a cut, so we got to try to limit the amount of freebies, and then limit the amount of, you know, try to sell everybody a ticket. So it's just the difference in agreement, and so it's postseason time, so it's a little bit different.
It's always good to have those here, though. And if memory serves, we have a district softball here this year, right?
Yeah, we host softball this year too. So that'll be a springtime adventure. Hopefully, we don't have to, you know, have deluge of rain and a snowstorm to deal with. And right before that happens, and you know, that'll be fun. And I think our softball team's got a chance to be pretty good. I think they got a chance to compete for the district title again. And you know, they've got some good players coming back and some good senior leadership too. So. That'll be fun. I think the baseball team's, you know, got a chance to be pretty good. They got a good bunch of nucleus of kids back and some good leadership too. I know track team's got a bunch of good numbers. Coach Shaw's got a bunch of kids running around. They've had to go inside the last few days, and they're everywhere. And I know Coach K's got a bunch of kids out playing tennis and getting ready for the tennis season. So, you know, we're winding winter sports down, and even though it doesn't look like it outside today,
and
moving on to the spring. And I think everybody's looking forward to some warmer temperatures and maybe getting outside a little bit and you know, watching some baseball and softball. But we got to get through the exciting basketball in first, and let's, you know, get both of our teams moving the best that they can. And the wrestlers are competing in the region, so we got we had about five or six girls qualify for state last weekend in the girls region. I expect to have at least that many boys qualify as well, so I think they're getting excited about getting to go wrestle this Saturday at Paducah. So that'll be fun, and you know, they have a couple guys I think have an outside shot at a state title. I think Logan Brown's had a great year, and you know, I think he's got a chance to place and get high on the podium. And I think there's a couple other kids that Troy could tell you, but I don't have them off the top of my head, that they're looking for having a good year. I know Cale Goodwin's had a good year. He fought through some injuries, but I think he's back and wrestling again. So those are all really good things, and exciting time to kind of end it up and transition from one to the other.
Well, that was my next question. We are good for Saturday at Paducah-Tillman for wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, you assume so. You assume by that. I mean, wrestling gets stacked on top of each other because state's next weekend, so they really don't have a whole lot of places to put that. I think you're hoping by Saturday morning you can get a chance to you can get a chance to get your kids and give Coach Nichols a chance to talk to his kids and find out. And, you know, hopefully they can get on the mat here in the next day or two to get some practice in before they go. And, you know, so hopefully I can't imagine it not being that. They would have to do it on Sunday or Monday if they didn't get it in on Saturday. But hopefully by Saturday that'll give melting and roads and crews and all the stuff time to get it taken care of. So fingers crossed. But we're definitely planning on wrestling on Saturday.
Now, from a football standpoint, what are you guys doing now?
Well, it's just getting guys in the weight room, trying to get a little bit better individually. You know, we try to lift weights and do some running and work on speed and agility and get a little stronger. And it's all a little bit of the, you know, just work on those pieces of the puzzle to make you an individual better player. And hopefully by working together as individuals in the weight room, we can kind of develop some team stuff. And, you know, we kind of just kind of get in there and, you know, I always don't like the words, the grinds or all that, but lack of a better term, it's just being consistent, showing up every day, you know, trying to move a little more weight, trying to run a little faster and jump a little higher and, you know, do those, get through the exercises and try to improve and go home and take care of yourself and get back up and do it again. So, you know, there's that. And we got a lot of kids that play. A lot of our football kids are wrestling. A lot of them run track. A lot of them play basketball. A lot of them are on the baseball team. So we share a bunch of our kids. So trying to work, you know, weightlifting around what all the kids are all involved in. But we want our kids to do that. We want well-rounded athletes. We think, you know, kids that can do a bunch of things or make better football players. So,
a new look schedule for this fall. And I think Coach McClung said both scrimmages would be away this year, which is good because maybe that means the next year both will be at home.
You hope so. You hope so. We'll have to get on the head football coach if he keeps all the scrimmages are always away. But now I think sometimes when you get into scrimmages, you just kind of take what you can get. And I think he had something worked out, and it didn't work out this time that with another team, so he had to go kind of find another one. So we got a little bit of a road trip for our scrimmages, but I think that's a good experience for kids. You have to get on the bus and go play, especially early in the season. So that'll be all right. Plus, we play good competition. Both our scrimmages are good quality teams. And, you know, I think you want to see quality teams so you get a good evaluation of what you have.
Once again, basketball, the 7th District Tournament coming up next week, beginning Monday night at the Community Activities Building. And if you're a Tiger fan, probably a pretty good idea. You get there just a little bit early Monday because, like you said, that Madisonville-Hopkins Central crowd will probably be a good one. They draw big crowds during the regular season, so you know there will be a lot of Maroons and Storm fans in the stands.
Yeah, we expect it. We hope we have a big crowd. We hope there's an exciting atmosphere. We hope the bands are there and the cheerleaders will be there. We want it to be an exciting atmosphere for basketball. We want everybody to come out, and we just feel like Monday is going to be kind of the night that we have the biggest crowd. So, you know, might want to get there a little early if you're a Tiger fan, and make sure you get your ticket ahead of time and, you know, all those good things. I don't think we'll sell out. We don't usually have that, you know, that bigger crowds where you sell out, you don't have space. But we do expect a large crowd, so it'll be fun. I think with those matchups, with the openness of the potential openness of the 7th District Tournament, I think anything can happen. So.
And first game's at 5:30, which is a little bit of a change.
Yeah, first game's at 5:30. There's going to be, you know, we're going to recognize all academic stuff. So, you know, a bunch of the kids and the cheerleaders, all academic, will be get recognized. And then, you know, later in the week at the championship games, the all-district teams are announced. So there's a lot of recognition stuff that goes on that I think a lot of people want to be there for that too. So we said we'll start it at 5:30 just to get everybody in. You know, depending how things go, we probably take a chance to recognize our senior boys basketball players. It won't be as elaborate as it would be if it were a regular season game, but still get a chance to recognize those kids. They deserve even if it is a little bit abbreviated, it's not as fair as you would want it to be, but that's hopefully something's better than nothing, so we can get those guys recognized too and have a little bit of a senior night if it comes down to that. So
like I said with Dave Winder earlier, it's kind of an exciting time of year because you got basketball and the winter sports finishing up. You know, we've got region wrestling coming up for the guys this week, but at the same time, the spring sports are all out there getting ready to go too.
Yeah, it is an exciting time. I mean, anytime you're winding it down, you start talking about trying to win championships. It's kind of what your season's been built for, and you know, you kind of, everybody gets geared up for the end, and you know, this, everybody wants to get hot and make a run. And then at the same time, the excitement of getting going with the spring sports, and you know, the kind of the promise of what the season may hold for them, and they're ready to get underway. And I think it helps that all of us are kind of ready for spring to be here too, and kind of ready to get outside and start doing some things. So hopefully we'll have this will be the last hurrah for winter, and we'll have a good warm spring the rest of the way with, you know, only rains at night.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning, and good luck next week.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate you having me, and hope to see everybody at the tournament.
That's Jeff Riley, Caldwell County High School Athletic Director. Again, the 7th District Basketball Tournament at the CAB next week. Also, thanks to Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us earlier this morning. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.